And with us right now is Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports to talk a little bit about this officiating situation with the league. Jason, your reaction to what's taken place and the prospect of the NFL going with replacement officials?
Well, I think the good news is, Vic, that we're still several months away from meaningful football being played, and we're certainly at a point where there's a leverage game, and we saw this exerted by both sides during the labor strike between the league and the NFLPA during that lockout. And this is obviously a lockout of a different magnitude. But, you know, we're at a stage where they've done some mediation, and we saw that with the labor situation with the players. It didn't necessarily resolve anything. Yeah, and so now, in this case, now both sides are going to exert their influence or power or play whatever cards they have, not only from what they have under their jurisdiction, but there's also a leverage game here in terms of the public perception and trying to win the PR battle and that battle for hearts and minds. And so the league certainly is exerting some pressure on these guys, saying, hey, you're not irreplaceable. You can be replaced, and we're going to begin that process now. Will we ever get to a point where arena football officials are officiating regular season games or multiple regular season games if this were to go all the way into the season? I certainly hope not, and I think there's ample reason to think that that won't be the case. But in the meantime, I think we'll continue to hear more rhetoric and it'll probably be ratcheted up a little bit, and we'll see where this thing goes. Maybe in the end, it's a positive for all football fans, and that somehow the end game here is a different kind of deal with these officials making them more full-time and having them be a part of the fabric of the game year-round, where you would have NFL officials officiating OTAs, officiating minicamps, right, and have them be, in every respect, full-time year-round employees.
Yeah, Jason, and you bring up the point about the PR battle, because I find it interesting because fans, by and large, love to criticize officiating. I mean, week in and week out, right? There's always not just one call, but multiple calls that are second-guessed. And I would think, by and large, you would get some people who would say, hey, bring in new officials. It'll be better. But then comes that delicate conversation about lack of experience of handling the NFL game, number one. And I think number two, and this really shouldn't be number two, but the whole safety concern about what officials' roles are toward promoting a safer game and trying to do their part in mitigating or preventing those big hits that lead to that can lead to those injuries. So I just wonder, you know, the fast pace of the game, are officials who would be brought in from lower levels, you mentioned arena, maybe from BCS, would they be qualified to handle the speed of the game right off the bat?
Yeah, that's a great point, because as we've seen, the standards are changing, the rules are changing, how things are enforced are changing, the expectation on these guys to be able to maybe at some point even help identify concussions or help pull players out of the game. I mean, we don't know where all that's going, but you're right, safety is at the forefront of everything we hear from the league and from the commissioner, and this concussion issue certainly isn't going away. So you're right, the timing of that could make it very tricky. Southwest. Could make it very tricky in terms of are these guys equipped to do it, and that may put even more pressure on the league to have a certain caliber of referee in place. And we've already seen statements come out from the NFLPA today to the regard of they don't want anything less than the best officials possible on the field at all times. And I think a lot of times these things, they get worse before they get better, and maybe ultimately, with this lockout and with some of these threats, come the potential, again, to have maybe, if not full-time, maybe a way to have the current officials even more involved with the game on a quasi-year-round basis than what we see right now, where they're kind of almost seasonal workers. You know, they work the tails off in the preseason and the regular season, but then, you know, a lot of them are lawyers or you know, have other full-time jobs that take up their lives when they're not on the field.
Jason, great stuff. We appreciate it, and we look forward to catching up with you again down the line.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.